Parshas Behar B'chukosai, we're going to look Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach. At the beginning of Parshas Behar, we're going to learn Emitz Hashem, a very important yesod that will understand, help us understand not only the mitzvah of Shemitah, but Emitz Hashem, a general yesod in all of our Avodas Hashem. One of the most famous Rashis, perhaps in all of the Torah, Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Behar Sinai. Lemur. This is, of course, the introduction to the mitzvah of Shemitah. And Rashi, of course, asks, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai? What connection is there between the mitzvah of Shemitah and Har Sinai? V'haloi kol ha-mitzvahs nemru mi-Sinai. It's true. Every mitzvah was taught to us on Har Sinai. But that's not a reason, l'chayra, to mention Sinai over here with regard to the mitzvah of Shemitah, because every mitzvah, that's the case. And we don't find that Sinai is mentioned in conjunction with other mitzvahs. So why is the mitzvah of Shemitah singled out with regard to its reference to Har Sinai? Emitz Hashem, we will come back to this and perhaps explain that there is actually a very important connection with Matan Torah, specifically that took place on Har Sinai and the mitzvah of Shemitah. Says the Torah, V'nosno ha'oretz pirio v'achaltem lo soiva. You will eat satisfied. V'chisoimru ma'noichal. And if you pose the question, what will we eat bashona hashvius? Hein loy nizra. After all, we're not planting, we're not harvesting. So the Torah reassures us, V'tzivisi es birkosi. I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will command my bracha, Bashono hashishis, V'osos es hatvua l'shloish hashonim. A miraculous occurrence, you will have not only a lack of food, to the contrary. There'll be an enormous ribui, and you'll in fact have three times as much crop as you would ordinarily in a regular year. Nobody will be hungry, nobody will have a lack of food, to the contrary, you'll have plenty of food. If you medayek the posuk very carefully, l'chayra, the following question needs to be asked. What does it mean, v'chisoimru ma'noichal, and if you will ask, what will we eat? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the answer, you'll have plenty of produce. Why must it introduce that brocha with the introduction, and if you will ask? What is that supposed to indicate? And if you don't ask, then you won't get the brocha? Why must the Torah pose it as a whole question? Surely the Torah could have written it far more briefly. This is the mitzvah of Shemitah, and you will have a tremendous brocha. Fine. So then there's no questions that needed to be asked. But why does the Torah have to spell out, and if you ask, what will you eat? Well, then I will instruct my bracha to come. It almost sounds like, but if you don't, however, ask the question, then you won't get the bracha. Very, very strange. Final question is that we have a famous medrash in the beginning, actually, of Parshas Vayikra. And the medrash there quotes the posuk. It's a posuk in Tehillim that talks about giboirei koyach, those who have tremendous strength. Who are these people? Who are these people who are being referred to as giboirei koyach? Says the Medrash, b'shoimrei shvius hakosuv medaber. The Posuk is talking about those people who keep Shemitah. It takes a tremendous resilience and strength of character to be able to, as it were, abandon your field for a year. To leave your field, v'koiveshes yitzroi, v'einoi medaber. We've learned, eizehu giboir ha'koiveshes yitzroi. A person would have a natural inclination to want to tend to his field every year. To be able to have that ability to leave the field takes a certain gvura, and that's why these people are called giboirei koyach. The question must surely be asked, Why does it take gevura to leave your field if you're clearly promised by the Torah that by doing so, you'll have a 300% yield? If somebody has a store that he needs to manage and he's promised, if you only leave it unattended to for a day, you'll have a windfall, enormous profits. I don't think it takes much gevura l'chayra to leave the store. I mean, I'm only there to earn profit. If somebody earns, guarantees me more profit than normal, I'd be more than happy to leave the store. So why are those who keep Shemitah described as giboirei koyach? Great giboirim. Why does it take gevura if you know you're promised a tremendous bracha? V'tzivisies brachosi. So those are three questions that Be'ezus Hashem we're going to try and answer. Number one, the question that Rashi quotes, Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What is the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai? Second question is, why does it sound like in the Torah that you'll only get this bracha of a 300% yield if you ask the question, what are we going to eat? And if you don't ask the question, then you don't get the bracha. And the final question we asked is, why does the Medrash describe those who keep Shemitah as Giboirei Koyach? Surely it'd be the easiest thing in the world. After all, they've been promised a bracha. So in order to try and answer these questions, we need to learn together a very, very important yesod in Bitochin. Why Bitochin? Because the Mefarshim, the Kliyoka, explains at great length that that is the entire essence of the mitzvah of Shemitah. The mitzvah of Shemitah, as he writes, Shetam mitzvah zu hi lahashrish es Yisrael, in order to implant in Klal Yisrael b'midas ho'emuno v'habitochin b'ashem. Why was it necessary? So the Kliyoka explains, because Klal Yisrael, for the very first time in their history, were now working the land. They never had to do so all the years they were in the Midbar. All their nourishment, all their sustenance came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mon. They saw the miracles every day. Now that they're about to enter Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have to work the land. There exists an enormous risk of producing Tevuah, and then Klal Yisrael patting themselves on the back, and they'll say, oh, koichi v'oitzem yodi, this is all my doing. Oso li es ha-chayel hazeh, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the picture? This, of course, was never a chashash in the Midbar, where they saw open miracles every day. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly sends them their food. But now that they themselves have to, by the sweat of their brow, work the land, so when they earn that tevuah, they run the risk, chas v'shalom, of forgetting who is in fact the real source of the parnasa. So in order to remind them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave the field fallow for a year, and you will see open miracles. Not only will you not lose anything, to the contrary, you'll be zeichet to brachas, there'll be an abundance of food. And that way, v'yivtuchu boi tomid, that way you will forever have bitochin. That way you will forever be reminded that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is the source of all parnasa. This is the great yesod of the Kliyoka. So the Kliyoka is teaching us that the essence of the mitzvah of Shemitah, it's all about bitochin. To strengthen one's bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's so important for us, for a moment or two, to look at a very important aspect of bitochin. And in order to do so, let's introduce a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Zayin on a base which relates the following story. Somebody came to Rava. And Rava said to him, tell me, what do you normally eat? He looked like a poor man. And he answered, Betarnegoiles Petuma V'yayin Yoshon, a fattened chicken and old wine, aged wine, absolute delicacies. So Rava was rather amazed, rather surprised. One second. You clearly can't afford this yourself. Omale, so Rava said to him, aren't you concerned with the doichak hatzibur? If you expect such high standards of food, but who's going to fund this, the tzibur, the kupa shel tzedaka, they're having to provide for you with your rather high aspirations. You have these taivas for a tarnagoyles, petumah, and a yayin yoshon. Is that fair? Said this Jew to Rava, very important words. Otu mididhu ko'achilna? You think they're providing me with food? Midrachmana ko'achilna? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providing me. I'm an oil to the tzibur. Is it fair to demand of the tzibur? I'm not demanding anything of the tzibur. They're not the ones providing me with food. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's providing me with food. Why? And he quoted the pasuk. Don't we say, Eine koilei lecho yisabeiru va'ato noisen lohem es ochlom be'itoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides each one his food, but itoy, in his correct time. All of a sudden, Rava's sister arrives on the scene. Rava has not seen his sister for 13 years. And guess what she had in her hand? Taranagoyles petumo v'yayin yoshon. The very food that this poor man apparently was regularly sustained with, all of a sudden turns up miraculously as sent by Rava's sister. He hasn't seen her for 13 years. So the Alter of Nevardak in his Sefer Madregas HaOdom says, you see over here a tremendous yesod. When a person truly has bitochin, if his level of bitochin indeed is so high that he genuinely believes that it's not the tzibur who are providing for him, but rather it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's providing for him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with him accordingly. It is exactly in accordance with the level of a person's bitochin that will dictate the level of hashkocha. This is a very important yesod. This person who was always relying on eating a tarnagoyles petumo, v'yayin yoshon, how was it that miraculously HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed provided it for him? Through the medium of Rava's sister who hasn't seen him for 13 years? And the answer is because this particular individual lived on a very high level of bitochin. And he genuinely believed that the only provider is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you live on a level of bitochen like that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds accordingly. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will produce open miracles for you. And I will send you indeed this Taranagoyles Petumo and the Yayin Yoshon in supernatural ways. Why? Because his level of bitochen is indeed such. This is a very, very important yesod. And the Alter of Nevardak says, it's like the story, apparently this was a known story, of somebody who indeed was always working on his bitochin. And at night time, he did not light a candle. And all of a sudden, it came to night. And there was no real reason that he should have had light. And somebody turns up with a candle. How can that be? Why was this person zeicha to a miracle? Says the Alter of Nevardak, it's all in two words. Because the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Hashem tzilcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. If you lift up to the light one hand, then you'll see in your shadow one hand. If you lift up two, you'll see two. Your shadow is an absolute reflection of the way that you behave. So too, says the Alter of Nevardak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow. How does he engage himself with us? Exactly in the same way as we engage ourselves with him. The higher our level of bitochin, the more we actually rely absolutely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond accordingly and make sure that all our needs are taken care of. And if miracles are necessary, then a miracle will indeed occur. And he says, therefore, that's pshat in the Gemara. That's pshat in the story with Rava. This particular individual who clearly had such firm, rock-solid bitochin, the tzibur are providing for me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing. Well, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. Why? Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem Tzilcha. This is a very important yesod. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, in a letter, writes exactly the same. Ki yodua, he says, it is well known, Shahaboire mashkiach b'kol rega, al kol odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supervising, looking after every individual at every moment. Ukamoi sheha odom poine liboy lashem, kach Hashem poine lashkiach olov. To the exact extent that a person relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and turns to him, such is the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accordingly turns to this particular individual. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, why? K'moisha Nema Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem Tzilcha. This is a crucial yesoid in our Avodas Hashem and specifically in Bitochen, which is our subject tonight. If a person has a high level of bitochin and relies absolutely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide absolutely. So when we have the story in the Gemara about Rab Chanina ben Doisa, whose daughter came to him and says, what should we do? We have no oil, we only have vinegar. And Rab Chanina ben Doisa is unmoved, unfazed. The very same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who says that oil can light will say that chometz can light as well, and indeed it did. Not only did it manage to light, but it stayed alight all the way till Motzah Shabbos, and they were able to light a Havdalah candle from that as well. The question is, one second, how can you rely on a miracle? How can you in fact even attempt to light chometz vinegar? After all, that's a miracle. Don't we have a principle? Ein soim chelan anes. And the answer is Hashem Tzilcha. Rab Chanina ben Doisa was on such a high level of bitochin that he firmly believed. He didn't just say, but he actually felt it and lived it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can light Shemen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can light Chometz. In which case, after that, there is no difference between Nisim and Teva. It's all the same, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. The more firmly you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide, the more indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. We have to get back now to our subject of Shemitah, but before we do, let's just lay down one more principle. There are, on many occasions, as we know, in the Torah HaKadosh, different types of Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces miracles, but there are two types of miracles. There is a miracle in quantity, that's Kamus, and there's a miracle in quality, that's Eichus. So for example, in this week's parasha, in Parashas Bechukosai, it says, Im Bechukosai Teilechu, if you'll keep the mitzvahs, etc., etc., Va'achaltem lachmachem losoiva, and you will eat your bread and you will be satisfied. Says Rashi, how much bread will you have to eat? Oichel kimo. You'll only eat a very small amount. V'hu misborech b'meyov. You will feel satisfied with a small amount. It doesn't say that the brocha will be that you'll have more lechem. Rather, you'll be satisfied on normal lechem. That's a brocha be'echus. And yet, in our parsha, the first parsha in Bahar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides that you'll have, promises you'll have 3 years of tevuah. That's a brocha bekamus. There'll be an abundance of tevuah. So that's a very important principle. As we know, there are two types of miracles. There is a miracle be'echus, and a miracle bekamus. There is, by the way, a phenomenal Meshech Chochmah. In Parashas Chukas, as we know, the chait of the Mei Meriva, Moshe Rabbeinu, was supposed to have spoken to the rock, but instead he hit the rock. If you look very carefully there in the Psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, speak to the rock, v'hoitzeisoi lohem mayim, and you'll extract water. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu did not speak to the rock, he hit the rock, and it says, v'yetzu mayim rabim, a lot of water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said that he will extract a lot of water. It just says, Voitzeisei lohem mayim. Says the Meshech Chochmah, Me'esimcha Akoyin Midvinsk, an unbelievable pshat. If you only would have been Mekadesh Shem Shamayim by talking to the rock, then you will have been Zoicha to a higher level of miracle, which is a Nes Be'echus. The rock would not have needed to have produced a lot of water. Even a small amount of water would have sufficed. You would have drunk a few droplets, that would have sufficed. Unfortunately, that level of Kiddush Hashem was not produced. So although there was a miracle, but now it was a different type of miracle. Not a miracle be'echus, rather a miracle be'kamus. Vayetzu mayim rabim. Undoubtedly, that's also a nes, clearly a nes, but that's a nes bekamus. Now they needed a lot of water to quench the thirst of Klal Yisrael. I think now we can come back and answer the questions that we began with. We have just now laid down three yesoides. Yesoid number one, that the essence of Shemitah is all about bitochin, as taught to us by the Kli Yoka. Yesoid number two is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us, Hashem Tzilcha. The higher our level of bitochin, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us. The third yesoid was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes produces miracles which are bekamus, in quantity, but there is a higher level of miracle, and that's a miracle be'echus. Now let's come back to our story of Shemitah. We ask the following question. The Torah says, V'chisoimru ma noichal, and if you will say, what are we going to eat? V'tzivisies birchosi, so then I will provide, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 3 years worth of produce. So what was the question that we asked? Why does the Torah have to say, and if you will ask, what will we eat? And if you don't ask, what, then you won't get a bracha? You only get the bracha if you ask the question. That's what it sounds like from the Torah. V'chi soimru ma'noichal. And if you will say, what are we going to eat? Then, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll provide you with a bracha. And if you don't ask, you won't get the bracha? Listen to the Sfaranu's pirush on that posuk. The Torah writes, V'achaltem losoiva, you will be satisfied. And then it says, V'chisoimru ma'noichal. Says the Sfaranu, V'achaltem losoiva. You will eat and you will be satisfied. There will be a neis be'echus. There will be no ribui in tevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not need to provide a miracle bekamus. There will be the normal amount of food, which you will eat a small amount and you will be satisfied. That is a nes be'echus. Who is zoicha to a nes? The ones who don't ask the question. Those who don't ask ma'noichal, and they have a very high level of bitochin. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave the field fallow, then we'll leave the field fallow. And they remain silent. They don't ask any questions. Well, then they are zoicha to a higher level of neis. Why? Hashem Tzilcha. V'chisoimru ma'noichal. But those who enunciate the question, and they ask, what are we going to eat? Clearly they are not on such a high level of bitachin. You see, they're asking the questions. They're very worried. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? You will also have a miracle. But a miracle bekamos, a nes in quantity. You will have 3 years of tevua. That's a lower level of nes. We asked a question. If you don't ask the question, then you won't have the bracha. The answer is you'll have a higher form of nes. Va'achaltem l'soiva. That's a miracle in quantity. It's only if you ask the question. Clearly you're not on such a high level of bitochein, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll have to water down the miracle and it will not be a nes be'echus. It'll be a nes be'kamus. So everybody's keeping Shemitah. But there's two types. There are those who don't ask the question and they're zeicha to a nes be'echus. They are clearly on the highest level of bitochein, so Hashem tzilcha. If they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indeed provide. But there are some who are worried. There are some who ask the question, they're not on such a high level of bitochein. So Hashem tzilcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for them, but not in such an open miracle. It won't be a nes be'echus, it'll be a nes be'kamus. Rabbi Leo Lapian quotes this Sfarnu, and he says again, this is the Yesoy that we've been mentioning tonight. She'im ha'odom sholem b'bitchoinoi b'Hashem. If a person is sholem, he has that fullness of bitochein, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu moided loy mido keneged midosoy. And he will be zeicha to supernatural miracles. Nisim be'echus. If that's the case, we can now answer another question that we asked. The Medrash says that there are Giboirei Koyach, people who keep Shemitah, tremendous Gevura. So we asked, why are they Giboirei Koyach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised them a bracha. Why does that take Gevura to leave the field if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, don't worry, if you do so, you'll be Zeicha, tremendous brachas. Lachair, it's a very easy thing to do. But look at that Lashon of the Medrash. The Lashon of the Medrash is, these are the people who keep Shemitah, v'koyveshes yitzroi v'einoi medaber. V'einoi medaber, it's referring to those who didn't ask the question, v'einoi medaber. That takes a gevura. Yes, we've been promised a bracha, but we're not going to even ask the question. We're on such a high level of bitochein that we're not going to query HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave the field, that's what we will do. Ve'einoi medaber. This is referring to the highest level of bitochin, those who have no kashas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they're called Koyveshes Yitzrei. They are Giboirei Koyach. And Moirai V'raboisai, now we can come back to the original question that we asked. Ma inyan Shemitah etzel har Sinai. What has Sinai got to do with Shemitah? Do you know what the answer is? Keep reading that Medrash. The Medrash says, the Giboirei Koyach. That also refers to Klal Yisrael at the time that they stood at har Sinai and they said, Naaseh v'nishma. Naaseh v'nishma was the highest level of bitochin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do you want to take the Torah? None of the nations had bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They all said, one moment, what does it say? Ma kosov bei, Klal Yisrael didn't ask questions. Naaseh v'nishma. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering us the Torah, it must be good and it must be keepable. Naaseh v'nishma is the highest level of bitochen. And if that's the case, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel har Sinai? Absolutely inyan etzel har Sinai. From har Sinai, that's where you will draw your chizuk. It's from har Sinai where you will remember that Klal Yisrael said Naaseh v'nishma, and they didn't ask questions. They did not query the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering the Torah, we have bitochin. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as a continuation of that, there is another mitzvah that requires bitachin. And what is that? Shemitah. Ma inyan shemitah eitzel har Sinai. Absolutely they are connected. At Har Sinai we learned how Klal Yisrael excelled in bitachin. They didn't ask any questions on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's mamish the yisoid of shemitah. He doesn't say a word. He asks no questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are some who ask kashas. Those are the people who are not on such a high level of bitochin. But the yesod of Shemitah is to relive and relearn the message of Matan Torah. Na'aseh v'nishma. No questions asked on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think we have answered now all of our questions. What is the connection between Shemitah and Sinai? It's all about bitochin. Just as we accepted the Torah without asking any kashas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too the mitzvah of Shemitah. Why is it only who those who ask questions that are zoicha to the bracha of Tzivisiyas Birchasi? To the contrary, those who don't ask questions are zoicha to even a higher level of miracle, v'achaltem l'soiva. A nes be'echus. And why are those who keep Shemitah called Giboire Koyach? The Medrash says it's referring to those Einoi Medaber, who ask no questions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as we lead up now to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and we daven every day and we say, Bavur avoseinu shebot chuvecho, vatalamdeim chukei chaim, Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satira was all about bitochin. And that's why in the Brocha of Abba Rabba we mention at the end, Ki b'shem kodshecho ha-godoil v'ha-noira botochnu. Kabbalah Satira was all about bitochin. Without bitochin, we would have done exactly the same as the goyim. We would have said, one moment, let's check. What does it say in the Torah? Who says this is good for us? But no, we had that level of bitochin. And we said Na'aseh v'nishma. And that is the yesod of Shemitah as well. And this is therefore the fundamental principle that we're learning in bitochin. The higher our level of bitochin, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu engages with us in a miraculous fashion. Why? Two words. Hashem Tzilcha. If you firmly believe, like in that Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing the Taran Goyles Petuma V'yayin Yoshon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indeed provide it. Hashem Tzilcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow. Every one of us needs miracles, we all need Yeshuas. But really, the key is in our own hands. HaBoiteach B'Hashem Chesed Yosev Avenu. If we boiteach, we mechazik that bitochin in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds accordingly, Hashem Tzilcha. I wish everybody a good Shabbos.